Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello, welcome to the Heart Catholic Women podcast. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, as we start, I want to ask you this week, how often do you feel like your life is a balancing act of everything that you have in your life, trying to keep everything
juggling
afloat?
Balls? Yes. Yeah. I think my life's been like that since I got married.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because that's what I described in our Heartbeat this week, how it feels like a typical day, a week, is just trying to keep everything afloat with everything that I have on in my life. And I'm no different to, I think, many women out there.
Yeah.
Things of, like, if you have children, then that has a number of things as it is, let alone if you have a house, just even cleaning it, you know, doing your own grocery shopping, if you run a business, work in a business, looking after other members of your family, you know, babysitting grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Life is just trying to keep everything afloat.
Full.
Yeah, that's right. Full. That's probably a good description of it. Full. Balancing also with the things that we contemplate in life.
Well, it's balancing it though with, as they say, exercise, your health, mental health, relaxation. I have a group of ladies that I share with every week, and I loved the description this week. Someone said, we have to have holy leisure.
Holy leisure.
Okay. Holy leisure. So when I'm sitting and having a cup of coffee and just having time to myself, that's okay. And that's part of my holiness because it gives me holy leisure and sustenance. You know, like prayer gives me sustenance for my soul. This is giving me sustenance to my mental and physical well-being. You know, why do we say go and exercise? For your physical well-being. So, yeah, that's, I guess, in the fullness of life, of juggling the balls as well. I don't often fit it in. I wish I would do more. But it is important. But then in the balancing act, sometimes I'll just use the description of juggling balls. Sometimes one ball's heavier than another, or it's more important in my life than another. So it's prioritizing. But I think it's like we have to really assess it very frequently because we can get it out of whack. We can go, I'm juggling too much. I can't do any more. No, I'm not going to offer to volunteer at the school because in the season of my life right now, I can't juggle anything else because that's less of less importance than other priorities.
Because what I was sharing with this week was that with all of that juggling, balancing act of our life, we can start to feel lost and feel not seen and not noticed. And I think we often just want someone to say, I see you. And it's not that. Sometimes we don't want things taken away from us. We might need to, like you're saying, reprioritize. But sometimes we just want someone to say, I see you. And I just want to encourage women this week that God sees you.
I see your struggle because it can be struggle.
Yeah.
I see you're coping okay, but there's so many balls in your life. You're doing okay. Come on. You know, I admire you because that encouragement. Wow. Yeah, like they did notice me. That they noticed me if I struggled, but they noticed that I was doing okay. And that encouragement helps me go that little bit further. I feel like it's the marathon race. You know, I can do a little bit, but I often need the water bottle sustenance on the side or encouragement by someone saying, come on, come on, you're halfway there, keep going.
We can also get that encouragement by going to God. Like in the book of Luke, it says, that are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. That God knows the number of hairs on our head, and that we are so valuable to him and he sees us, he sees every detail of all those balls we're juggling.
Yes.
Yeah, which not everyone sees all of that, but he can.
Yes, but isn't that the biggest encouragement that we could ever get? A God sees us, knows where we're at, and helps us, encourages us. But often he can only do that if we're actually relating with him, having that relationship so that he can then relate back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If we're not saying, hi, God, here I am, you know, praying, sharing with him, reading scripture. You know, sometimes he, through scripture, speaks to us, through people speaks to us. We've spoken about how he can speak to us. But if we're not, haven't got that two-way relationship happening, then we've basically often made him silent in our life. And he's not silent.
I like in the book of Psalms 139 how David shares how he says, Lord, you've examined me and know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up, you know my thoughts before I think them. I often think, really? Like, yeah, what am I going to think next?
God already knew.
God knows.
Exactly.
But that God knows the intricacies of us. Because it's funny, there are times sometimes when I'm like, well, I don't know what I think about something or which way I'm going to make a decision, but God knows the depths of that and knows it before I even do. Like, that's just crazy to me that how God is that big.
Yeah. That big.
Yeah, that's right.
He's that big, ladies.
He's that big.
That's true.
Yeah,
that he like, is that big.
But that he knows that about me, and he knows me to my core.
Yeah.
Like the inner part of me, he knows.
Even the skeletons in the closet.
Yeah,
he knows everything.
All of that. Yep. And therefore, though, if he sees me and he knows me, then he knows my circumstances. So when I'm trying to juggle everything,
he knows what you can cope with and what you can't. He knows. Yes, exactly. And sometimes he tells us, don't juggle any more balls. That's enough. Or you're juggling the wrong balls. And he cares so much about us that we can go to him with all the balls juggling and say, Lord, help me. Help me plan my day better. Help me prioritize. Help me drop the balls I don't need to have in my life. Because, and again, there's different seasons.
Yeah.
You know, like there's sometimes in a season when I had the five little children, I seemed to cope very well. Then I got older and I felt like, oh my goodness, I can't do as much as I used to do. And it's not that my ability isn't, but I feel like God's saying, well, I don't want you to juggle that anymore. I want you to now work on this. And you're also not as physically fit as much as when you were younger. So, you know, mentally and maturity wise, you're probably better and you make wiser decisions, but that's okay because it doesn't matter that you're getting older and, you know, can't run the 100 mile like you used to. You know, you can't burn the candle at both ends often when you get older as much as you can when you're younger. Because your body can't take it anymore.
That really speaks to me, as you were saying earlier, about therefore our relationship with God. So if we, like, by maintaining that and being open to God and praying, connecting with God, it means he can speak to us and tell us those things.
Yes.
Yes, that yes. Now, okay, it's a new season.
Yes.
Or, no, you're going to be in this season for a while now.
Yes, so, draw more strength from me. I am your God. I can give it to you.
Yeah. And that's encouraging to me, and that's what I was hoping that this heartbeat would be this week, that we're all encouraged, because I don't think there's anyone you don't talk to when you ask them how you're going, they go, oh, busy. Like it seems to be a common...
We're like, all busy.
Yeah.
We're all busy.
So if we're going to live in this business, let's do it how God would want us to do it with the right balls up in the air and balancing all correctly. So this week, the weekly challenge, I've written down this week that the weekly challenge is to go back and read the scripture in Luke chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, or go to Psalm 139 and just look at how God sees us and knows us. Just to remind us that God sees us, he knows us, and of course he loves us, and he knows the intricacies and the detail of our life, and he wants to have that relationship with us.
Yep.
That was a long weekly challenge, but it's all there. So we hope that you've been blessed by that conversation, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye. We do. Have a great week.